Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M joining us online from the Triple M Rugby League team, the one and only Anthony Maroon. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, Gilly, I've just gone through some correspondence at my desk in my office here. Sometimes when it gets really busy, I might get three emails a week here. And one of them is suggesting that I've haven't been heating you up with a trivia question on a weekly basis. What happened to giving Gilly a trivia question? Whatever did happen to that, Gilly?
Well, I'm not too sure. It sort of fell by the wayside. We got busy talking about cars, I suspect, but give me one. Go on then.
All right. Well, seeing that we are talking about cars, let me throw a hard one at you and I won't give you the answer. And when you arrive at trivia in the next 48 hours, somebody will give you the answer. Are you ready for it?
Let's go.
A Force 7 is a two-door version of what car?
Good question. That is a great question. I have no idea. Without...
And here's a clue. They never, ever went on sale.
Oh, wow. I reckon people will know. People listening.
Someone will know.
As you know, we've got a lot of car enthusiasts here in the Central West. I've just Googled it. Wow, it's ugly.
You reckon it's ugly?
You think it's beautiful?
Well, I don't think it's ugly. Let me put it that way. I mean, I think it's better looking than a Lada or a Sayat or a Chery. I saw one the other day called a Chery.
Yeah.
But what the hell is that? A Chery?
I could tell anyway. You, but it's a family show. Let's get on to the footy tipping for tonight. We'll see the Manly Seagulls taking on the West Tigers.
Yeah, well, you'd think, you know, look, the poor old West Tigers, they're abysmal. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Abysmal goal kicking at times this year is going to cost them a start in the eight. And, look, they're behind the eight ball this week against Manly at Manly. I've got to go Manly.
Yeah, hard to go against them, especially with what they're coming off now. Titans, we're playing the Eels, poor old Titans.
Yeah, mate, look, you know, the poor old Titans, you can call them what you want, but look, the Cowra Magpies, I have it on good authority, the coach of the Cowra Magpies has been consulting with them, trying to get them back on track, so I have to say Parramatta.
All right, and the late game on Friday, I see the Broncos taking on the Panthers. This will be, it's got to be the game of the round.
Well, you'd have to think, there's a lot to play for here, but Panthers, I think, will be too good, mate.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, Broncos, they're still managing to sit in eighth position, Panthers in seventh position, and the Broncos got me scratching my head. How have they managed to stay up there that high on the table?
Well, they've had a couple of false dawns, you know. They got the Titans at the right time, they got the Bulldogs at the right time, and, geez, they got the rubber, the green against the Cowboys the other day, didn't they?
Well, we heard about that.
Yeah, fair dinkum.
Yeah, all right. Saturday 3 o'clock game will be the Knights at home to the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Knights in this one.
Yeah, just because they're at home. I might have gone off early with my match of the round because at Saturday 5:30 p.m. the Storm will be playing the Raiders. The Raiders coming off of narrow loss to the Mighty Roosters.
Well, you know what? I've known you for a long, long time, and you have been accused of going off early before. But we'll leave that right there. I'm going to take the Raiders to bounce back and win.
Wow. Okay, down at Amy Park. There you go. You heard it first. Rabbitohs are playing the Doggies.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. This will be just an absolute... Oh, this will be a flogging. This will be the Rabbitohs by 20-plus.
All right. Roosters on Sunday, 2 p.m. again. We've got another 2 p.m. Sunday game. That's three or four in a row now. We'll be playing the Warriors, Sydney Cricket Ground.
Jeez, I tell you, I wish I was one of your kids, mate. Every time I look at social media, they're rubbing shoulders with a Roosters player or they're shaking hands with an Origin player. It must be good being one of the Gill kids, is all I'm saying.
They've had some great memories made over the last few weeks, and I've got to thank Peter Mortimer for that. He's organised a few of those things for us, and we're absolutely thrilled to have been able to meet the Roosters. Now, are they going to beat the Warriors? I'm sure they are.
Oh, I think they are, mate. And then you can go and see one of the Mortimer boys and tip in a bottle of red and tip in a bottle of white, as they say in the Billy Joel song, Happy Days.
Indeed. And then the final game, 4 o'clock on Sunday, Sharks playing the Dragons.
Well, these two old arch rivals. And what about the Sharkies will be playing 10 games at Cogra next year? Oh, how the times change. Mate, I'll take the Sharks. I don't think the poorer... the poor old Dragons, even the Titans scored 28 points against them. They are in all sorts, the Dragons. I've got to take the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. Thanks to Worldwear Solutions, Bathurst and Orange. Their tool sale is on now. And joining us online, Anthony Maroon. Thank you, mate. Have a great day.
They are my favourite tools. And I tell you what, they are my favourite bunch of tools. They are the boys and girls at Worldwear Solutions. They love the bunnies. And we'll see them at finals time when they're heading back down here on the big Worldwear Solutions bus. Gilly, you're not welcome unless you bring the guitar.
Fantastic, mate. You have a good one. Enjoy your footy.
Go the bunnies.